I want to go back to 1995 when the law was passed that set up this funding schedule for pensions. And at the time, that was to address what many people saw as the cost spiraling out of control in a system that was not able to keep up and not able to be fully funded. When you look back on that now, were there mistakes made in that law?
Well, I think there may have been mistakes made. One of them, I feel, was that we should have gone for a constitutional amendment to require that scheme be followed. In other words, that what was established by the governor and bipartisan majorities in the legislature, as I recall, overwhelming majorities, would be locked in. Because what we saw a few years later was that Governor Blagojevich and the legislative leaders decided they'd pass a law which basically set the other law aside for a while. So that was one factor. There's been criticism of the ramp, that not enough money was put in the years right after that law went into effect, and then there was a steep climb in the ramp. Now, I have to say, at the time, that law was widely praised by editorial writers, by union representatives, by that I mean public union representatives, because the pensions had been underfunded for decades. When Paul Simon was a state legislator, he wrote columns saying we're underfunding the pension system. So the 1995 law was, as I say, was lauded generally, and we thought we were doing a good thing. Now, the reason why that funding in the early years was not as great in terms of increase from one year to the next was the context in which the law was passed. When Governor Edgar came into office, we had a deficit of $1.5 billion. We thought that was horrendous. And, of course, today that would almost be a rounding error when you're talking about the deficit in Illinois. We had a lot of cuts. We made a temporary income tax increase permanent. We got hit with a recession. So as that law was being approved, the state was still, it was in much better shape, but it had really just recovered. And so the thinking was that we would begin the discipline of putting money in every year according to a plan, and we did it, and Governor Ryan did it, and that as the state recovered and looking ahead and seeing what that ramp increase was going to be, the state government could prepare for it. I think it would have worked if we had stayed with that discipline. We got away from it, and the problem got worse.
Well, let me ask you, because I know that there are political realities people don't always realize. You were privy to a lot of these talks and negotiations. And as you mentioned, you're coming out of a recession at a time when state government, a lot of cuts were made under the Edgar administration. People wanted to see some investments, and that includes people on all sides of the political spectrum. They wanted to see different investments made. To criticize it for not putting enough money in at that moment, it might not have gotten passed at all, right?
Well, that is part of it. There are always a lot of pressures and demands, and we had made, as you indicate, a lot of cuts, cuts in areas that people were unhappy with, about. Even in good times, the resources are limited. I mean, they're, in another way of saying it is, they're certainly not unlimited. And I think the idea here was to get the state back on its feet, restore some of the cuts in areas, for example, dental care for adults, which we had cut. Education funding, we had made a priority out of that, but it was still down from what educators and certainly a lot of legislators had wanted. And so you come, everything happens in a context. And the context then was, let's begin to invoke a discipline of putting money in for pensions. We need to take care of some of the immediate needs. We need to get the state back on its feet. We need to restore some of the funding cuts that were necessary to balance the budget. I've heard some people say, well, you know, this was all part of some plan to fool people. I mean, they've suggested that into thinking we're doing something about it. And I've got to say, if that's the case, I certainly was fooled at the time. We actually thought we were taking a reasonable, realistic approach to finally getting, you know, funding pensions. The other thing I would say without going on and on here is that I've heard a lot of criticism from my fellow retirees and others saying, well, we put our money in and the state didn't. Well, I understand that, and I'm not disputing that. But what I would say, again for some context, is that I probably watched 25 end of sessions and how things came together on the budgetary front as a reporter and then later as a member of the Edgar administration. And when the union leaders, the public union leaders representing teachers, public employees, were asked, okay, do you want the money put in to things like the school aid formula or do you want it to go to pensions? They opted for money in the school aid formula, which would have immediate benefits to them. I'm not faulting them for that, but I think it's important in terms of looking at this that we're, in a way, we're all responsible.
It sounds very similar to what Governor Pat Quinn talks about today, and that is that the pension costs are eating up more and more of the state budget. That means less money for schools, less money for other services. As somebody now who's somebody who's been in that in an administration in the state and had to craft a budget and balance all of these priorities, and also somebody who's reported on it and still follows it today, how do you view how the governor has handled this whole discussion, public discussion on pensions?
Well, first of all, I applaud him for focusing on pensions. I think this governor has had a problem through the years in focusing. So he's focused. He has taken a different role in dealing with legislative matters than other governors that I observed. You know, I'll say right away, Blagojevich was different, period, in a lot of ways. But usually when you have a major problem, the governor is deeply involved in it. I can remember Governor Thompson, Governor Edgar, just talking to the legislative leaders as a group, bringing them together, almost forcing them to come together at times when they weren't very excited about talking with each other. doing shuttle kind of diplomacy where you'd talk to one leader, or maybe you'd go talk to the Democrat leaders and then you'd go talk to the Republican leaders. I don't think we've seen that out of Governor Quinn. I think when legislators complain about that, there's some validity to it. A governor has got to do more than just publicly talk about issues or, as he did, veto pay the salaries of legislators, which I thought was a bad move for a lot of reasons.
Let me say this, though. If it wasn't for him making this push on pensions right now, do you see that lawmakers would be as focused on it themselves?
You know, I think they would be because it's such a huge problem. And I think they would be focused for the reason you alluded to. If something isn't done, then you're going to cut into funding, substantially limit funding for things they care about, like education and human services.